641 now. Crowds getting thick at the National Mall ahead of today's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. Patrick Dorenson is a former California bureaucrat turned commentator known as the Cowboy Libertarian. His own radio show. He's been a frequent contributor on the Fox News Channel, and he's in Washington for today's inauguration. And he joins us now live. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good. So where are you right now?
I'm still at the hotel.
You are?
I'm not quite yet. You sure? I'm not standing out in the cold or the wet.
When are you going to make your way down to the mall?
Oh, in a little bit here. I'm going to go over to an event that's going to be held at the museum. So we're going to have a nice view of the parade and watch the speech on TV. I've been to inaugurals before where I actually had to stand out in the cold. So I think I'll stay inside this time.
Oh, you're part of the upper crust this time around.
I don't know how upper, Dave.
Were you invited to join a particular group, or did you make this trip on your own?
No, I did some work during the campaign for the Great America PAC, which is now the Great America Alliance, and is going to be supporting Donald Trump's agenda. We did a couple of bus tours. We did a lot of work. We spent $30 million on ads and support for Donald Trump. So a lot of loyal Americans put into the fund, and now we're trying to enjoy the party.
What are you hoping to hear from the president-elect today when he gives his inauguration address?
Well, I'm not expecting any I'm not expecting any lofty rhetoric. I want it to be short, and I want it to be to the point. I don't think he's going to give one of these, flowery speeches. I don't know if there's going to be lines in there that we're going to remember, like Jack Kennedy's "Ask not what your country can do for you." But I think he's a businessman. He wants to get to work. I don't think he wants to do all this fol-de-rol about speeches, and let's get going.
What is your biggest concern, if there is one, heading into the Trump administration?
My concern is that on the left, that they are so full of hatred that they're going to try and stop anything he tries to do. And quite frankly, Dave, they don't understand. The world has changed, and it changed right under their feet, and they didn't pay attention for a long time. They treated the people of this country like a bunch of bumpkins who they were going to force their agenda, be it economically or culturally or socially, on people that just, one, weren't ready to accept it, and two, didn't like to be force-fed a bunch of crap. So I think that that's my greatest fear is on the left. Listen to some of these hearings. These senators are getting apoplectic. It's ridiculous. He's finally appointed some adults. The adults are about ready to take over in Washington instead of a bunch of community organizers and refugees from the faculty lounge.
Yeah, what do you think of the nominees that the president-elect has made to his cabinet?
I think these are people of accomplishment, whoever they are. I mean, General Mattis has to answer questions from Kristen Gillibrand of New York. Our new senator from California seems to think the business of the CIA when she was questioning the nominee has to be about, how he's going to treat the LGBTQRXYZ employees and climate change. That's not what the CIA does, and somebody should remind some of these senators that while they're grandstanding, they have work to do.
We're expecting the president to get right to work today. We're told that he probably will sign some executive orders. Do you have any idea what those might be at the top of the list?
No, I don't know. I mean, and I think, he's going to do, part of it's for campaign promises. And I'm sure he'll do some things that can be implemented right away. I'm more interested to see how quickly we can get these guys confirmed and these people in place because, Donald Trump is the voice of the administration right now, as he should be. But as soon as we get the Secretary of State and Treasury and all that, they're going to start answering a lot of the questions that are out there. I just think he's the kind of guy who's going to roll up in sleeves and go to work. If you want to know about Donald Trump, read about what he did with the ice rink in Central Park many, many years ago when Ed Koch was mayor of New York. That's an illustrative story of how Donald Trump operates.
All right, real quick, give us some cowboy wisdom this morning.
Well, I would tell all the demonstrators never miss a good chance to shut up. I mean, they've been, yakking for so long. I mean, they're sitting out there at UCLA, out there in my home state and Dave's old state of California. They're having more counselors so the snowflakes won't melt in the warm California sun.
Okay, Patrick. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. And have a good time out there. There's Patrick Dorenson, former California bureaucrat. He worked with that unbelievable government there, and then he decided to turn commentator. He's the Cowboy Libertarian. You can find him at cowboylibertarian.com.
All right, let's get an update on traffic now with Bill Jackson.